Life has patterns. Life has timings. Life has illusions. Life has lessons. All these lives that are here, they are unique events that constantly repeat themselves. Life has patterns, and there are things in your life that repeat themselves. Secondly, life has timings. It has timings. There are things in your life that you can make, by the grace of God, you can make them come quicker. There are things in life, whether you meant it or not, that you can delay. There are things in life that the spirit world set a time regulation. You can't quicken them. You can't delay them. They have an appointed time. In order to live a certain quality of life, you need to learn to be excellent in interpreting life right. You need to learn to live a certain quality of spiritual life. You need to learn to be excellent in how you interpret the things that happen around you. Okay? You don't just lose a job. You've been going around saying, oh my God, I have no food, I have no food, I have no food. Someone sends you money on mobile money. Then you start going around saying how that person is a good guy. Then you come back, but I don't know where the Lord is. And many of you know. You know what I'm talking about. Huh? The Bible says, do not be deceived. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. That means no one just sends you rent. No one just sends you mobile money. No one just gives you a lift. No one just encourages you. You must learn to interpret life rightly. That there are circumstances that come in your life to show you who's for you. That someone, God forbid, someone, it could be your wedding day or your wedding season, and God is revealing to you your friends. And nothing reveals friends like weddings. You guys. You send messages, people act like they don't remember you, eh? They see you coming that side, they pass this other side because of money. There are circumstances that come orchestrated divinely so that you can see the true nature of a person. Yes. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. It happens in choirs. It happens in ministries. It happens at home. It happens. And here's the principle. By the time something passes through God to reach me, it must have a reason why it came. You must learn to interpret life rightly. It must have a reason why it came. By the time it came to me, because I can guarantee you, there are things you might not know, or some which you know, that haven't touched you because of the hedge around you. Huh? Nothing just happens. You must learn to interpret life rightly. God does not just make a particular man of God come and pick you out. Amen. What makes one person? It's not about one who's more special than the other. It's about seasons and timings. What makes a man of God, any man of God who's spiritual, come, pick one person out, prophesy, and go to another and says, I need to meet you? Do you honestly think That's just happened? He just likes you. He thinks you're looking beautiful. Praise the Lord. Amen. There are things that are being orchestrated in the background, but you're not paying attention. Life has patterns. It has timings. It has illusions. There are people, friends, that are there, and they are dark. They come, they lift their hands and praise the Lord. But the enemy uses them. The Bible says, let us not devour one another. And they've allowed the enemy to use them as an instrument to bring you down. And sometimes the Lord says, you didn't see it, but now this circumstance will reveal it. A woman somewhere, I'm telling you, you need to learn to interpret life. A woman somewhere has been, and I have to use this because it's the easiest to understand. She's dating a guy. In the spirit, God knows that's not her man. But she doesn't know that. Has no access to a prophet, no access to a man of God, doesn't know. She kneels down before God and says, Lord, I want to get married. It's been 5 years of dating. Because by the Spirit, the Lord knows that's not her man. He lifts the hedge. There's a breakup. She's busy crying, not knowing that the Lord is aligning her to her prayer. Now, are you getting what I'm saying? That's the place of John. Please take me back. John 16. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. 17. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. Now, there is what we call the Spirit of truth. And here this scripture says he can be seen. And he also can be known. The Spirit of truth is not knowledge. The Spirit of truth is the ability to look at a contrary situation and see God's finger in it. Hey! Praise the Lord. So someone kneels down and says, Lord, take me deeper, bring me closer to you. A few weeks later, the entire world is going upside down. And you say, where is the Lord? Where is the Lord? The ability to connect what you requested with the circumstance. That is the Spirit of truth. It's actually the ministration of the Spirit of truth.